Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome to episode 100 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools you need to succeed as a leader in your organization and in your personal life, too. I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army veteran and author of the books The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode, we're going to talk about, well, it's episode 100. It needs to be special. But every episode is special because I talk about leadership. And let's reflect back a little bit. Not a lot. So don't get me wrong. We're not going to spend too much time going backwards. We're going to continue going forwards. But in order to know where we're going, we have to know where we've been. And I truly believe that. I truly believe that to be a successful leader, you have to. You have to read about the past. You have to read about how people did things. How they did things last year, how they did things 100 years ago. It's 2017, 100 years ago, October of 2017. The October Revolution in Russia. You've read about that in the history books. That's right, the October Revolution. Wow, 100 years ago this month, communism. That was the word of the day. Lenin, Marx, Stalin, Khrushchev, all those guys. Crazy times. But Lenin, Stalin, they're the ones that took care of things, made it happen. They worked on it. Lenin mostly. But I'm not here to talk about and extol the virtues of communism. No, I'm just talking about change. I'm talking about that's the one thing that remains the constant for any leader is either be prepared to accept change. Be prepared to fight against it. Be prepared to lose to it. Be prepared to win with it. Change, leadership, that they two, both of them go hand in hand. Of course, there are other things to being a successful leader that you have to do. You have to understand that everybody's different. You have to listen as well as ensure that your message is understood, clearly understood, without any misinterpretation, misunderstanding, mishandling, misappropriation, understood at all times. And again, that comes with change. That comes with changing as a leader. That comes with changing as a leader that sees that the future is change. Lenin saw it. Vladimir Lenin, he saw it. Not John Lennon. Well, him too. John Lennon, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, George Harrison, they saw things were changing. Look what they went off and did. They changed the world themselves. All four of them. The Beatles changed the world. FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt changed the world. Going back to politics and leaders of the world. Churchill changed the world. Patton, Eisenhower, Mussolini changed the world. Gandhi, Indira, and Mahatma, they changed the world. Leaders, and each one of them had their own separate style, their own unique style. So what does that say about you as an up-and-coming leader, as about an established leader, as about someone who wants to lead others? It says you've got to find your own way. Look at all of those names I mentioned. Lenin, Stalin, Khrushchev, Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Patton, Churchill, Gandhi. And the list goes on and on and on. Tsar Nicholas. If you don't know who Tsar Nicholas is, trust me, this month, 100 years ago, was in a very important time in his life. The Tsar, that was the end. That was the end of the Tsar, the Romanov dynasty there in Russia. In October of 1917. But what does that say about today? Well, it says a lot about today. Sure, we don't have communist dictators or people trying to take over other countries. We have other countries trying to find themselves from within themselves. We have people that are afraid of that change, and we have people that are going to do anything and everything they can for that change. Leaders, who is directing them? Who is guiding them? Is it somebody out in front? Or is it somebody behind the scenes in a dark cloak room and hiding himself or herself and just spinning out false and nonsense and falsehoods? Or is it somebody that's out in front leading from the front? Because that's how change happens. That's how change reaches its inevitable conclusion for that instance. So it's about being a leader that is unique, a leader that will take the past and learn from it, a leader that will learn and shape it and mold it to not repeat the same mistakes, but to encourage other leaders to take a stand, to encourage the followers to say, hey, what we're going to do is going to be awesome, whether it's we're making widgets or we're changing the path of a nation. Leaders have to encourage other leaders to step up and do their own thing. Leaders, your followers are counting on you to do the right thing, to lead them, to show them the path, to show them the way to go. And along the way, leaders, you're making those followers into new leaders, leaders of their own, on their own, for themselves and for others. That's what leaders do. That's what leaders do. And ensuring that future leaders are aware of the past and learn from the past, that's the only way it's going to encourage change in the future. We can't have things being stagnant. That's just not the way life is. Things cannot be stagnant. Life is not stagnant. Sure, you can look out at a pool of water, a nice pond on a spring day or a fall afternoon, and the colors are all reflecting off the very still waters on top. But folks, I guarantee you, underneath, things are churning, things are happening. And that's the way it is. So don't be fooled by the still, calm waters. Because underneath, something's churning and something's going to happen. And before you know it, a storm is up and waves are crashing on shore from those still waters. And then what have you got? Either you're prepared for it or you're not. You've done your part to ensure that you and your followers are safe from that storm, or you're going to suffer from that storm. And leaders, don't leave your followers dangling. Don't leave your followers hanging on, wondering what's going to happen. What is your plan? Communicate with them. Always communicate. Ensure that you're communicating. Because that's what leaders in the past did. They really got nowhere. And if you look at history, history will tell you. The individuals that kept it to themselves, usually the ones, that found themselves by themselves when it came time to pay the price. Just don't be that kind of leader. Don't be that kind of manager. Don't be that kind of individual that feels and believes that they can only do it themselves. Be a leader that communicates. Be a leader that knows what dialogue is and is not afraid to share that dialogue. Don't be a leader or a manager that believes that, they should just know it. If you don't tell them, how are they going to know it? If you refuse to encourage others to understand that the rules have changed, and yet you hold them accountable to the rules and the new changes in the rules, what kind of leader are you? What does that say about being a leader? Don't be that kind of leader. Be the kind that encourages active participation, active engagement, active listening, active dialogue and communication. That's the leader of success. That's the leader, and that's how they become successful leaders. Getting out in front of things, getting out in front of situations, and addressing them. Folks, times are really, really crazy right now. But that's a good thing, because that's encouraging change. I'm going to get a little political here. Somebody said to me, Dave, our president is the worst president ever in the history of the world, of our country, of our nation. Dave, our president is going to take us nowhere. And I stopped and I said, now hold on a second. Think about this. This president, our president, could go down in history as the greatest president we've ever had. And I got this ugly look back. It was disturbing. How could you think that? I just said he was the worst one. How could you think he could be the great one? And I explained myself. And I got a nod, a head shake, and a, okay. Here's what I said. This president, right now, is doing something that others have failed to do. This president right now is opening up a new set of dialogues, a new rule to discussions, a new rule to communication, a new rule in talking to each other, in being a citizen of this country. It's no longer about sitting back and keeping your mouth shut and hope it all goes away. Now it's about being actively involved, whether you like what he has to say or not. He could go down as one of the greatest presidents because he ensured that the conversation began, continued, and reached a conclusion, and even then continued on. Because what he says today, someone's not going to like it. Well, guess what? Somebody else is going to say something about it. It's going to volley back and forth. And isn't that what our country was all about? Checks and balances? Isn't that what our nation was founded on? Is the ability and the right to disagree with each other? Now, I understand there's going to be knuckleheads that are going to take it to the extreme. I get that. On both sides. There are knuckleheads on both sides of the argument. On the extreme right and the extreme left. I understand that. And the sooner we, all of us, realize that there's going to be people in the extreme, the better off we are. Because we start realizing that, wait a minute, we can't be dealing with these extremists. The extreme right and the extreme left. We got to get them back in and under some control, some decency, some common decent restraint. And that, my friends, is what leaders do. They don't go out to the fringes and hang out there and watch it all go to pot. No. You bring them back in. You let them know that, yeah, it's fine. Disagree. We have to disagree. We must disagree because that is how change happens. We have to disagree. Because if all of us start thinking alike, where's this country going to go? Maybe we've seen where it's been, and maybe now it's time to communicate and disagree with each other and understand that we have to disagree and that we have to respect the fact that we do disagree and we will continue to disagree. That's what a leader does. The leader encourages the conversation. The leader will have to at some time stir the pot just to ensure that people are listening, just to ensure that people are not afraid to open their mouths and say something about what they perceive as an injustice. I get it. I understand it. I don't like it sometimes, but you know what? As a veteran, I'm glad I served my country where we have that right, where I did my part to ensure that these people can protest. I don't like them taking a knee. I hate them taking a knee during the national anthem. But you know what? There's other times they can do it. I can sit here and start another 13-minute episode and tell you where I think they should be taking a knee and how the national anthem is not the time to take a knee. But they still can, and they do, and that's fine. That's fine. Let them. Let them. That's their right. That's their right. Because that's what this country is all about. It's exercising your individual rights, whether you like them or not, whether you're from the left or whether you're from the right. Whether you're liberal or conservative, everybody has a right to exercise their rights, and everybody has to understand and accept that fact. And folks, when we start doing that, that's where leaders come from. That's where leaders grow. That's where leaders thrive, because they are encouraging their followers to be individuals, not mindless cogs, but individuals. Something to think about. Well, let's move on to the next 100 episodes of the Walking Leader podcast. I look forward to it. A lot more great stuff's coming. I like this. I like this. I've been doing it for 100 episodes now. I thank you for listening, those of you that listen. Those of you that click, hear first couple of words, or don't even make it to this part, that's okay. I appreciate you because, again, you have that right. And I'm glad to be able to give you that, exercise that ability, that right. So, as always, I ask you at the end. It's 100 episodes now. want to hear from you. Let me know what you think about the Walking Leader podcast series, this episode, episode 100. Email me those questions, dave@daveguerra.com, or tweet them to me at daveguerra, all one word, on Twitter. Visit my website, daveguerra.com. My name is David Guerra. I'm a United States Army veteran, author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow, and I do thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. Most of all, I do appreciate you for being you, for listening. I thank you. I do appreciate it. 100 episodes. Wow. Most people don't even make it this far. But before I let you go, I want to remind you to always go beyond the grind, go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow.